I am joined here by Adele Kutia. She is here from Thesis Thursdays. We're very excited to have her in, and also a nice thank you to Carol for always helping us out, bringing in our future, essentially, the future of Tucson. We're always happy to see what kinds of projects you guys are working on. And Adele is a physiology and neuroscience major who is looking to graduate in May of 2016, correct?
Yes.
Woohoo! Well, that's almost 2 years. That's not too long. Not even 2 years, even. About a year and a half. And she's been working since the fall of 2013 in the laboratory of Dr. Carol Barnes, who leads the McKnight Brain Institute at the University of Arizona. She studies changes in the brain that are a consequence of aging. These changes can have profound consequences for aged individuals. And let's hear a little bit about what it is that you're studying specifically in the neuroscience of aging.
Yeah, so in the lab of Dr. Barnes, we look at a structure of the brain called the hippocampus, which is responsible for the formation of new memories. And the project that I'm put on with, it's a dissertation project for a PhD student, and it looks at spatial memory. So if you know older people have problems, you know, navigating to someplace,
okay,
if they can't remember where to go back to. And so we look at spatial memory, and we do this in rats. And so the model organism we use is rats. So I get to train rats on mazes and have them do tasks, which is really fun. And we constructed this circular track that has walls, and it has projected images all around it. And so it sort of sets the scene for the environment that the rat is in. And there's feeders that line that track. And only one of the feeders has a food reward. And the rat can find this based off of all of the things on the wall.
Wow.
And the cells within the hippocampus are sort of like firing and telling him, you know, where this is. And if you follow Science Current Events, John O'Keefe and Maybrit and Edward Moser won the Nobel Prize this year for physiology and medicine for finding these cells.
Wow.
And these cells are the GPS of the brain.
They
sort of tell you how you can get somewhere. And so it's really interesting to see how that's affected with age and how older people are not able to navigate to different places.
Is that also kind of how birds know where to fly, you know, north, and butterflies know where to migrate? It's that GPS system, so to speak?
It is similar in birds. Birds do have some additional, like, magnetic, like, they use, like, the magnetic fields of the earth, but this is similar in birds, yeah.
Wow, that's crazy. That's so cool. Now whenever I'm turned around, I'm going to know that's where my GPS wants me to go. So, and so what are you hoping to do with this information?
So we're hoping to find exactly what is going wrong with aged individuals and in these aged rats. And we know that there is some anatomy changes that happens in the brain. There's less cells, but we want to know exactly what is going wrong. And if we can pinpoint that, we can help with normal aging individuals, or even Alzheimer's patients, how to help them improve their memory and spatial memory in particular.
Wow, that's fascinating.
Yeah.
And you're looking to continue your research into a doctoral degree eventually?
I would like to get a PhD in neuroscience, hopefully.
Wow, that's some big brains.
Yeah.
I guess for neuroscience, you'd have to. Wow, so that's pretty amazing. And do you guys have results already? Do you guys have some conclusions or things that you're looking into?
We haven't gotten any conclusions yet. We're still collecting data.
Okay.
And with our projected images on our wall of our arena that I was talking about, we can rotate the images instantaneously. So we're going to see if older rats cannot update their GPS as fast and sort of see the timing of that event. So right now we're just training the rats on the task.
Okay.
And hopefully we'll get to see the timing of those memory formations happen.
And what's the lifespan of a rat? So what would be like an older rat?
What An older rat is 24 months. That's okay. About like a 75-year-old in human
years. Oh, wow.
Years. Yeah.
Okay.
And then we have middle-aged rats that are about 13 months old, and then we have 9-month-old where are younger rats.
Okay. And has this specific study been going on since 2013? Mm-hmm. Or okay.
Yeah. Since I've gone to the lab, I started helping build this project, and so I got to do some interesting things that I didn't think I would get to do in like a biology lab.
Right.
I got to like use power tools and it was really fun, but I like the learning process of it.
What kind of power tools?
Well, I've never sanded anything or used like a drill or anything, so I got to learn practical skills in a biology lab.
Oh, that's nice. Now yeah. You can just buff it out.
Yeah.
You know how to do that. So, oh gosh, there was another question. Oh, what sparked your interest in neuroscience and in physiology?
I started as a physiology major because I wanted to go to med school.
Okay.
Because I wanted to be a doctor, and I took classes and I liked the brain in my introductory physio classes. But I got into Dr. Barnes' lab sort of to get involved on campus, and I just loved the brain. I thought it was super interesting. You don't know a lot about it, huh. And that's really intriguing to me. So I want to continue studying that and hopefully get some more results.
Wow. And then take that into a medical profession?
I would like to do research in the
future.
More
research.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, research helps the medical profession.
Yeah,
certainly.
Definitely.
Oh, well, that's so wonderful to hear. How exciting. And do you have any more information that you'd like to tell us about? Is there an event coming up
in
January?
If you want to hear more about my project and other UBURP students' projects, we are having a conference, our UBURP conference, January 24th is it the Stevie Eller Dance Studio? And that's on a Saturday, so you should come out and look at all of our posters and all the work that we've been doing this summer and this past semester.
Wow, that's just great information. Thanks so much, Adele. I'm always inspired by the students that come in. It's always just so much fun. I got to live vicariously through your smarts. Get to feel smart for a couple of minutes. So what songs did you bring for us today?
I brought two songs, Norwegian Wood by the Beatles and Hannah Hunt by Vampire Weekend.
Great. And what made you choose those songs?
Well, I love the Beatles. Everyone loves the Beatles. But I really liked when they started experimenting with like new instruments. And so this song has a sitar in it, which I think is cool.
Yeah.
And I love Vampire Weekend and the symbolism that they have in their lyrics.
Nice, nice. And does music help you relax and help you, or does it inspire you? Do you play music in the lab? Are you allowed to do that? Or
well, maybe? I'm a music minor. So
oh, wow.
I love music. I think that music and science go hand in hand.
Yeah, absolutely. We're trying to convince our little boy of that. So he always plays the air guitar, runs right to the piano when he hears the Beatles play. He just goes to sit, and I'd like to, you know, help him realize that, you know, science and music make magic happen.
Definitely.
Well, that's so wonderful. So we're going to jump right into her great selections of music here. We're going to listen to Vampire Weekend. This is a track, Hannah Hunt. Thanks so much, Adele. Thanks so much, Carol.
Thank you.
Thanks for having me.